our 12-month staff, our secretaries and operations people all came back to work, but we're on a modified schedule. So we're basically working 5 out of 10 days right now. The operations are getting things done in the buildings and getting the yards mowed, and then we've got some administrative assistants in the building. So if you call the schools and have questions, they're here half of the days of the week so far. And then we have had a few questions from parents that are coming in through the communications email through the school district, and then things that we're seeing on Facebook. Our teachers are working in the buildings right now. They've also come back on a little bit of a modified schedule to get their classrooms closed down for the year, and then also to go ahead and get those things done for kids. So if you have, we did a technology survey, and we obviously know that not everyone in our school district has access to technology, but some people may need paper packets. So that's something that the buildings are working on. I know if you need access to those packets, you can call the building or email the principal or secretary or teacher, and they can get that to you. There were some teachers out yesterday delivering those to front doors and leaving them on porches, so we can get that for you. Another popular question is my kid going to pass? And we've gotten some emails and some comments on that, and I believe I can say with confidence that unless your child was on a learning plan and had already been an administrator had already spoken with you this year, then, you know, no one due to the COVID-19 pandemic will fail because of that. What we're going to have to do is look at our curriculum. So, like, if you're a first grade teacher or a second grade teacher, you're probably going to have to work together and redo those things from fourth quarter at the beginning of first quarter next year. So that's something that schools across the nation are looking at. It's not just here in Mexico. And then, of course, we've got a lot of questions about graduation. So we're working on that. We sent a parent survey over the weekend. It was open from last Thursday until Monday, and we basically asked, would you participate if we did a traditional survey or a traditional graduation later in the summer, or would you prefer a modified or virtual or whatever idea you come up with graduation? And 96% of our parents who responded said that they did want to participate in a traditional graduation that would be later in the summer. So I know that we got those results in yesterday at 3 o'clock, so our high school administrators are looking at that today.
I totally understand that. I know that there one other question that I was kind of wondering about, and I don't know if anybody has addressed that, prom for the seniors. Is that something that could happen at a later date, or is that being discussed right now as well?
That's also being discussed, and we did put that on the survey as well. We did a survey just for junior parents and asked them if we did prom, would they participate later in the summer, and then we put the prom question on the senior commencement survey as well. And the results from that were a little bit lower. I don't have those right in front of me right now, but most parents did say that they would participate if we did that later in the summer.
Totally get that. You know, I was thinking that maybe you had a couple of folks who were listening in, some celebrity listeners today, if you wanted to say hello this morning.
Yes, I would love to. I'm just getting some Snapchats right now. My 12-year-old and my 15-year-old sons are in the tractor working ground down in Martinsburg today. So I think their dad's pretty happy to have some extra help, even though school's out earlier. So good morning, Jack and Sam. Get that work done out there on the farm.
Outstanding. I know tonight that Mexico Board of Education will be having a meeting, and people are being urged to listen to it on the live stream or watch it on the live stream. For folks that are unable to get that going, could you kind of just go through the steps? It's a pretty easy process, isn't it?
It is, and we've considered lots of different options. We were going to use Facebook Live, but not everybody has social media and Facebook, so we wanted to make something that was accessible for all. So we actually have a YouTube channel. Our tech director set us up with that. And there is a link on our website at mexicoschools.net, and you can go there, and on the side it says board meetings recorded live, and you can click on that, and it will take you to our YouTube page. And then I believe after you get to the YouTube page, you need to click videos, and then it will show up whenever the video turns on. You might have to refresh the page to see it. I had to do that last month a few times. But it is a public meeting, so technically it's open, but because of the stay-at-home order, We just want to consider, you know, the safety of our patrons and community first. So we encourage you to watch that from home. However, if we do have people show up, we have rooms designated to where we can do 10 people in a room for that. But go to our website at mexicoschools.net, and the meeting starts at 7 tonight, and you can watch that online.
And we can assure people that only you can see what's going on. They can't see you, so you can kind of dress how you want, right?
That's absolutely why I'll be watching it from home, yes. You can watch in your pajamas from home on the couch, and they cannot see you or hear you. So you'll just be a participant watching the show.
Oh, that very nice, very nice. I was seeing some pictures, too, on Facebook. It looks like the football field, soccer field, baseball field. Is that complete now, that project? I mean, it looks really, really good.
It looks wonderful. Like, it's just amazing. And what a great thing. Last Friday night, we did the light the fields up for our seniors for 20 minutes and 20 seconds. And it was just so powerful, not only thinking about those seniors and their memories on our fields, but then being able to show our community, you know, what our school is offering our kids. And the fields are just gorgeous. But yes, most of that turf work is done. I know that they were doing some landscaping over at the soccer field. There is a turf update on our agenda tonight, and Dr. T is also coming in to speak to you tomorrow morning at 8:30 and give a board update. So he will be able to give you a little bit more information on the exact progress of that project.
Sounds great. We will look forward to that. Anything else you wanted to add this morning, Marcy?
Well, you know, we are still feeding kids 2 days a week. So if you go to our website again, mexicoschools.net, even if the parent can't bring the child with them, we just need you to sign up. So you can do that online, or you can call our office, central office out on Lakeview, and then we'll get the child signed up so you can pick up the meal, or another person can even pick up the meal for that child. And then also something to remember, I know it seems like we're trying to wrap up this school year a little differently than usual, but we are actually planning for next year, and we're hiring. Like, we've got teacher positions open, we've got bus driver positions open. You know, there are lots of jobs that we've got here at the school district. So if you're looking for something, go ahead and get onto our website and then check that out, or give us a call and see how we can help you.